What if I am embarrassed about the many lies I tell, by Krishna's mercy?
Tulsi Ramkh Palus kahi sunao gundo Sa Hoe dubri dinta parampin santo Sa
Quoth, Tulsi says that one should confess to the merciful Sri Rama about the good and the bad. In so doing the burden of sorrow will diminish, and in that full surrender to the supreme strength will increase and one will become fully satisfied.
Dohavli
96.
What if I am embarrassed about the many lies I tell?
What kinds? You are not who you really say you are?
In the course of a given day.
We need some examples. If you lie on a tax return, for instance, that could get you in trouble. If you don't tell the truth about why you weren't in the office on a particular day, maybe that's not so important.
Okay, but it is to me. I still feel bad. Let's use your office example. Say that I am sneaking around the manager's back, looking for another job.
What is the reason? More money?
Forcing us back into the physical office, which is quite a distance away. I want to stay working from home. Whatever the reason, it is not uncommon for people to look for a different job.
Of course. That is the natural way of things. When the company is considering massive layoffs to support the bottom line, they don't give the employees prior warning.
I have heard that argument put forth, that the company would drop you in a second, if they needed. You, as an employee, shouldn't feel guilty about looking for something else.
It's just the way of the world, in the present period of time.
I am talking about other lies, beyond basic deception. Maybe putting a skill down on your resume and tricking future employers as to your proficiency.
People do that. It depends on what you can get away with. If called upon to use such skills on the new job, would you run into problems?
No. That is how I justified the lie. I know that I can pretty much pick up anything. I also know that the employer is happier to hear that I do know something rather than say I have never used it.
I see.
Shouldn't a Brahmana be honest, though? Isn't that one of the traits accompanying ascendancy to that occupation?
For sure, but you also have to be tactful. These are business dealings, people are rarely honest. The shopkeeper doesn't give you a good price until you bargain. Employees compete for better employment. You are in a field of deception, so might as well abide by the rules.
I am still embarrassed though. I don't like telling lies. What should I do?
Goswami Tulsidas explains that a person should reveal both the good and the bad, guna dosha, to the Supreme Lord, who is most merciful.
Sort of like confession?
In a moment of weakness, surrendering before the one who is final judge on matters of importance.
But shouldn't we avoid sinning on the strength of our devotion to the Almighty? For instance, someone confesses, but then they go right ahead and keep doing the stuff they shouldn't be doing.
Yes. It is not like Sri Rama accepts our sinful reactions and we are home free after that. But the recommendation is important. If you won't reveal everything to God, then who will you be honest with?
What is the benefit, though?
The burden of sorrow diminishes and you gain strength. Connecting in that way helps you to resolve doubts that you may have. It is not like difficult situations will stop approaching. You will have to consider honesty all over again, the next day. But at least you will have a better understanding. At least you will have connected with God in full surrender. At least you will keep in mind the bigger picture.
Which is reuniting with Him in yoga, stopping the cycle of birth and death.
Work just enough to keep body and soul together, for the aim of devotional service. In closing, with relieved burden blessed, when everything confessed, that lies in this way told, potential and future to unfold, by the guilt greatly distressed. But at least issue addressed, clearer with Rama connecting, and efforts more to Him directing.